So we're at Heaton Park. There's about 75,000 people out there. 220 over the whole weekend. But I know you've played here before to that crowd, but what does it feel like this time?
A lot more relaxed, man, for me. You know what I mean? When you're headlining, it sort of passes you by, for me, before it just sort of comes and goes. And this time, a lot more relaxed, so I can take it in a bit more and have the laugh, but basically, you know what I mean?
Well, the tickets sold out in under an hour as well.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine a new band selling out an event like this in that time.
Just goes to show you that there's a lot out there at the moment, and that's why people, you know, the Roses are great and they deserve it, you know what I mean? But if the band was good, it'd happen. Kids have got too much these days, haven't they? You know what I mean? I'm not sound like an old, I guess I am, but they've got too much, haven't they? You know what I mean? Whereas years and years ago, anyone had a ball, you know what I mean? So, except a football, really, you know what I mean? So, and a guitar, but everyone's got too much these days.
Everything's dissipated now, isn't it? So it's a lot harder to make an impact for anybody for any length of time. We've always said many times that the Roses are in that line from, like, you know, the Jam and the Smiths and the Pistols and that youth movement.
And did you ever imagine that you'd be playing with the Roses at an event like this?
Yeah, I always had my fingers crossed and that. You know, I'd have even done it with Oasis, you know what I mean? I'm not one of them people to go, well, I'm supporting you because we're as big as you or whatever. I think some days you just got to, life's too short, and drop your guard and just have a good time. No matter who's headlining or, you know what I mean? But it's come around where we're doing it with BDI. And they were equally as important as Oasis, as far as I'm concerned. So as long as it's happening, it's great. You know what I mean? I'm dead happy.
How's the new album coming along?
Sounding good, man. So we've got a few bit more writing to do. You know, then we'll go in sometime this year. You know what I mean? You know, if Stone Roses release an album next year and BDI release an album next year, then I think everything will be all nice.
What did you learn from doing the first album then? Have you changed anything this time? How's it sort of coming together?
The first album kind of comes straight off the back of Oasis splitting up, and we just wanted to be in the band. You know what I mean? So we kind of just went in straight away and done it. But this time, I guess we've taken our time a bit and not worrying about having to be out there, be in the ring. You know what I mean? We'll be there when we're there. You know what I mean? And when the songs are absolutely bang on.
You know, we're impatient as well, man. We just want to get on with it.
Yeah, we had the book pulled from us, you know, by a certain someone, you know what I mean? We didn't want the band to split up, and we just wanted to crack on and make music, you know what I mean? Even when Oasis used to finish a tour and there was talk like having years off, we'd be like, ah, you know, we're not getting any younger, and if you like something, keep doing it all the time. 6 months is all right, let's get back and make another record. So that's what we did with this one.
So all the songs are written then, are they?
Not all of them. You know, I mean, there's enough already there, but, you know, it feels good. We're hitting our stride, you know.
The songs are a lot better on this album, though. I'm not just saying, I would say that, but they have to be, you know what I mean? And they are.